Glory to Jesus Christ. As we know, each Sunday of the Great Fast is dedicated to the special theme of a special saint. For a Sunday of Great Fast, we celebrate Sunday Orthodoxy. We celebrate this true teaching about the holy icons. Second Sunday is about St. Gregory Palamas, who teaches us how to pray. Third Sunday is about Holy Cross. We venerate Cross and we are asking strength coming out from this cross to help us to go through this great fast and through our life. And this Sunday, fourth Sunday, is dedicated to a very important saint, St. John Climac. St. John was a man who had desire for God, and he wanted really to fulfill in his life this command of our Lord, who told us, to each of us, since saying this, that be perfect as my Heavenly Father is. And he really spent years in the desert trying to fulfill this commandment, trying to come closer to God, to cleanse their soul and heart, to become holy, became a monk. And he really reached holiness in his life, and he became so huge inspiration for the other monks that they approached him and they said, Father, you should write down all your advices, your wisdom you have, how to live a Christian life, how we should practice this our activity, this our efforts, which serve to reach holiness. And he wrote down his instructions, and those instructions became known as a book with name The Letter. We have one in our library here. This book has like 30 chapters, and he says and explains this, that if we want to reach perfectness in Christian life, there is like 30 steps we have to take, and each step means to bring something new to life, to remove some kind of bad habit from old man, and to change in good habit which is worthy of person who was baptized. And he has like 30 steps which ends in union with God. It would be very interesting, and well, to talk about these steps, it's very important. Actually, this book became very popular, and really there is a tradition in Eastern churches that people, they read the book during the Great Fast again, 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 to learn how to fight, to learn how to grow, how to become holy. It's a very challenging book with very good advices. But I'm not going to talk about what is inside of the book, because you can read that. What I would like to stress today, or to share with you, is when I was thinking about this, and I was thinking that, well, maybe I should take one part of the book and to bring to your attention, but then I was touched by something else. I was touched by those monks who approached St. John and who asked for advice. And I think that this is very important, because, well, there is so huge amount of information now in these times. We know everything. It seems that we know everything. We have so many sources of information that we are even not able to process it, and many times it happens that we know everything. That we know, we understand. But it's not true. Many times we have to go deeper. You know, I love to listen these lectures or popular, to read popular books about physics. And quantum physics is my favorite thing. It's amazing stuff. I think that I know that stuff, you know? Then I watch one lecture given by one professor for his student in university, and he started to write all this stuff of math, and I said, well, I'm lost. I even don't know what he's talking about. I knew something. I grabbed some kind of information, but going deeper, to do really go and understand why it is that, and to know all this math and law, again, I was lost because I even didn't know basic math for these things. The same thing is that we hear a lot of, we hear here in the church a lot of about God. We hear from radio, from TV, we hear and we think and we have this, I know everything about God, you know. But if we go deeper, we realize that we don't know. And we will not, never know enough. Until we live on this earth, it's mystery. And we can work very hard every day, but we will be just grasping like surface of this mystery. But it is important for us to do. And this is why it is important to ask, how I am supposed to live? How those monks asked. They had desire to grow. They knew they are on the journey. They knew that they want to go closer to God. And they were asking those who have experience, who went through this path. They asked, what are we supposed to do? How I am supposed to live? And they tried to follow these advices. And I think this is very important thing we should probably put to our life, this question. If I am invited to follow God, to be like He is, I should know how. Each of us who are baptized, everybody is invited to make this journey. This journey started for Serenity today. Through baptism, she started her journey towards God, to heaven. Her journey, and we were praying for her, may she have strength to fight good fight. May she has the strength to conquer old, old personally her, to become new being through following God's will. Nobody of us has dispensation. Nobody else can say, I was baptized, that's it. No. The baptism is the beginning. And because it is beginning, we are somewhere in the middle, or the beginning, or in the end, probably, of our journey towards God. But we cannot stop. Because actually there is no way to stop in spiritual life. If you stop, you go back. You cannot have the status quo, this is enough for me. Because if you tell yourself that it's enough for me, I reach my state and this is okay, I am a little bit Christian, I am a little bit enjoying the world, I am enjoying everything, No! If I love God, I am invited to God from all my mind, heart, soul, all my power. It's everything. What is more than God then? If I have different things, so it means that something is wrong in my spiritual life, something is wrong in my understanding of God. And to avoid these mistakes, to avoid these problems, we should ask how I am supposed to live. How? Well, we don't have any Saint John Climac around to go there, but we have his book. We have his instructions. We can read. And we have hundreds and hundreds of saints who wrote down their instructions, their experience, how to make their journey towards God. Saint Ephrem the Syrian, his homilies are so wonderful and dense that you cannot read it more than one page per day, and still you are not read with that. You are not done with that because it's very, very dense. We have other saints who shows us and gives us advices. But we need to want this. If I'm sick, if I feel that something's wrong with my body, I ask doctors what I'm supposed to do, how can I be healed and get well again. I ask those who went through this disease, and I say, what have you done during that day? What helped you to get well? By sin, by our weaknesses, we are spiritually sick. This is the hospital. And we should ask what and how I should live my faith to be really healed. So I would like to give you this question, what I am supposed to do as a challenge of this Sunday, as a challenge of this great fast. And if we learn to ask this question ourselves, and if we learn to find answers, we are and we will be on the very good way towards heaven. Amen.